Blog Talk Radio.
Well, all right. Good morning, Affinity 24. Guys, it's going to be a great day. We've got a lot of activity, a lot of things that have been taking place over the last couple of weeks as a bunch of us came back from Southern California last week. Immediately, we had folks hitting the ground running. I know Mr. Rick Lindsay, of course, went over to Texas. We had a lot of support, folks that flew in to the Houston, Texas area. Mr. Gary Elvis Britt, we're going to hear from today. Also, Eric Stinnett had flown in over there, and Steve Cobb. We may hear from those guys today as well. Speaking with Eric this morning, he's actually at an appointment setting a terminal. And I know we've got Mike Livingston we're going to talk to today a little bit as well. He's got his terminal that's due in route, I believe, today as well. So a lot of new signups, a lot of merchants. So, guys, get a pen and piece of paper. As always, we're going to hear from our global master distributor, Mr. Jeff Giamalva. He's driving into corporate, so he'll be on in about 7 to 10 minutes, guys. So if you're on the link and you want to participate, you can dial in at 646-716-8438. Again, 646-716-8438. And just press 1, that'll bring you up in the queue. But I want to start out this morning with Mr. Mike Livingston in Atlanta, Georgia. You know, I know Mike's been out there shaking the bushes. He's got several folks that he spoke with. He's sent in several merchant applications, and he gave me some good news this week. So, Mike, you know, I know you've been hard at it. Why don't you come out and give a quick testimony about what's going on and what's taking place with you in Atlanta?
Certainly, Bill. Listen, today I've got a terminal that's en route to my store over in Oxford, Alabama, On Time Fashions, and looking forward to getting my Har and Company up and running. So, that's exciting news. And I know Rick had sent me the email the other night that would be there today. So, and the guy's getting a first class terminal. You know, getting our FD one. I think it's the FD-130. So he's going to be EMV compliant, and you know he's getting best rates in the country, Bill. So I know I'm excited that he's coming on board with us. Plus, because you know he's a good friend of mine. I've been knowing these guys for probably 20 plus years or more, actually. And my father was a clothing rep in the 70s and 80s, and I used to travel with them, and I knew their fathers. I met their fathers when I was a little boy, about 13 years old. So I've got a history with the family, but it's exciting to get them up and running and get them off the ground. So with that, also I've been talking to I may have said this once before, but I've got a gentleman, very good friend of mine, that's in the wholesale business that also has a retail store, getting ready to get him up and running as well. So Things are moving right along. I know I was looking on Facebook yesterday, and I saw Eric down there in Texas with Miss Rhonda Prince, and one of the pictures he was sitting there with a table full of crab legs. So I know he's working hard down there, bringing those customers on board.
Hey, you know, that's part of it. We hear Mr. Giamalva talk about that all the time. Guys, you know, we when you get to get out in the field and come to these the presentations, the meetings, the trainings, you know, it's a great time. I mean, it's a great time not just to get out there and learn, but to be part of the group. And you're right. So, Mike, congratulations on what you've got going. I know you've been working hard, and you've got a lot of stuff in the pipeline. So I just want to give you a kudos.
All right, well, thanks,
let's go quick. This next gentleman, I know we've talked about Mr. Gary Britt quite a bit. He is definitely, I don't know if you guys have looked at Facebook or at the pictures, but you're going to see Gary Elvis Britt in almost everything that's going on, whether it's Philly, whether it's Florida, whether it's Mobile, out in Southern Cal at the Super Bowl party. He's there, and he went also to Texas to support his team, so. You know, Gary, I appreciate everything you're doing, the hard work that you and your team are putting in. Why don't you come out real quick and let us know what took place in Texas?
Hey, Bill. How you doing, brother?
I'm doing great, buddy. How are you this morning?
Just great, just great. It's a beautiful day. I'm, wait a minute, where am I? I think I'm in Florida today. you know, I woke up in San Antonio the other day, and I honestly thought that I was in Philadelphia. And it was like I was thinking, oh, I got to call Chester Crawford. We got to get going. And then I woke up and I said, no, I got to call. Got to call Robert Powell, and that's the beauty of this business. Okay, it really is a wonderful, wonderful business if you approach it from the standpoint that there's nowhere that doesn't need what we've got. I mean, every place that you can think of in this country, this great country of ours, needs what we have, and they need it fast, folks. I mean, this is something we've got a deadline coming up in October, and the deadline doesn't mean it's the end of anything, other than it's just the start of a lot of fraud liability, and we're going to be just as much in demand in October, if not more so. But right now, don't wait. You know, that's the key to this thing. Don't wait a minute. Okay, set your list, and for you guys that are working hard, you know, my kudos to you. We've got some folks on our team, and. Bill, is Robert Powell in the queue?
He is. Hold on 1 second. I'll unmute him. Hey,
okay,
Robert,
great.
Got you live on Block Talk.
Hey, guys. Thank
Good
you
morning,
for everything.
Robert. Good
morning,
morning
everybody.
Robert. Listen, take a minute or two and share just some of the highlights from the Houston trip, Robert.
Well, I mean, the meeting in Houston was a kind of a, I guess, a springboard to everything that Gary and I were able to do after that meeting. It was a wonderful, wonderful bunch of people. Triad the other day, I think, Bill, you were talking about that triad in Texas, and we're closing that together, getting people from San Antonio, Houston, Austin, as well as Dallas. So we're making things happen over here. But after that, we were so excited about everything that we were learning, and it was time to start applying everything. And we were able to go to San Antonio, and Gary was able to work with me, and we made some great calls. We went to some of the larger churches in on Sunday. We got to meet some of Max Lakatos, from well-known author and pastor throughout the United States. And then we went to John Hagee's church, and after that, And we have things set up. Things are happening with all those organizations that they were all interested, excited. Some were using PayPal and didn't realize PayPal had that terrible connection between, things that they don't really stand for and represent. So they were excited about just learning things like that. And then we went to talk to Patrick Von Dolan, who is I think Gary was surprised. He was so young and was so involved in so many different organizations, and was a chairman of so many different boards, and was responsible for a lot of 501c3 charitable organizations. And he is on board. We met with him for lunch. We met with him in his office, and he is just right at that point of signing all the paperwork. We met with all his board members of his. Of his 501c3 company, and I think they had all their questions answered. Gary did an awesome job, guys. This guy is awesome. Gary knows this stuff, and that's probably the best example he can be for all of us. Is we've got to know our stuff. You know, we have to learn it and then apply it. And then the most exciting part was we also met with a Reverend Ken Small, who. Gary mentioned how this guy is 72 years old, and he does so much. He was in special ops in the military. He works with the CIA and the FBI, and he's involved with a bunch of orphanages in the Philippines, in India, and Africa. And he is desperately needing extra funds, obviously. But he's so excited that Core Donate is going to open so many doors for him. And he was so thrilled. He felt like he had meetings he had to go to. He had his agenda is full. For some reason, he felt like he needed to meet with us. And he did. And it was just, everything just kind of fell in place. And this guy, He gave us, he gave us a voided check. He gave us his 501c3 status, tax ID number, and this guy's ready to go. So it's just a matter of signing him up, and he's already talking about inviting me to a bunch of networking groups in San Antonio, and just kind of just taking this and running with the ball and going forward with it. And one of the exciting things that he's doing is he's working with human trafficking in the United States. That's part of his component for the United States, plus all these orphanages he has in the Philippines. And the stories he was telling Gary and I are so heartwarming. And I know AJ talked about that last night, that they had some friends that they've been involved with and praying for, and they finally were able to rescue this one girl from this type of situation. But this is something ongoing with this Reverend Ken Small, and he knows that Cordonate will open a lot of doors for him and help him to fund things that he's not been able to do. So it was exciting. Didn't have the crab legs, in front of Gary, but Gary did a pretty good job of chomping down on a lot of the Mexican food around here. It was an exciting thing.
Hey, Robert, what he's talking about was we had lunch over at Taco Pacaria or something. What was the name of that place?
Taco Palenka.
Yeah, Taco Palenka. And we had the whole board team from the San Antonio Family Association ministry, and they were all there. And I flipped a coin with Patrick Von Dolan to buy lunch, and it's the most expensive lunch that I've ever bought for a team of board members. But let me tell you something, it was extremely worth it. These gentlemen are all in the community. And I can just tell you this, good people bring you good people, okay? I mean, that's just all there is to it. You meet somebody and you ask them to take a look at something, you never really know what's gonna come out of it. But guys and gals, go at this with the idea that you're going to change lives. Go to the impact video. You show these folks the impact video. If you don't know what I'm talking about, go get with your upline, and it's in your back office. I mean, kudos. Thanks go to Rick Lindsay and Mike Medina, for such a strong effort to put the tools that we need in the back office. The only thing I request for them is to put the processing with a purpose file in the back office. That's one of the missing links that everybody needs. Go to processingwithapurpose.com, download those 17 pages, and get those babies in front of people, because it is so impressive. There is so much information on there that is going to help everybody when you talk to the next 501c3. And folks, right now, according to Craig Diamond, we are not able to go to any not-for-profits right now at this moment, except your C3s, okay, your 501c3s, and they're working desperately on getting the other ones to be covered. But listen, there's enough, and there's hundreds and thousands of those out there. The biggest thing with this business is that if you stop and you look at all of the territory, it could be overwhelming. But it's like my wife always said, Chris. She's always told me, when you're going to take that huge, overwhelming look, then look down at the toe of the elephant and you just start taking one bite at a time. And that's what we do, folks. And I'm so proud of Robert. We didn't mention Nanette, but Nanette Abdo on his team was there. Billy Dixon was there. I'm wondering, do you have Billy Dixon on your line? Is he on the call?
Yeah, I've seen him. He's not in the queue, but I can pull him up real quick. Hey, Billy, I've got you live on Blog Talk.
Hey, Billy.
Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning. I just wanted you to just touch base on, this is something that you've been sort of, analyzing for a while. What's your thoughts on the program right now?
Well, when I first heard of it, I was really excited, but having never been in business for myself, and serving half my life in the military, I've And no, I was and never been involved with the credit card processing industry or anything. I was kind of at a loss, and I'm the type of person that likes to know what I'm doing before I do it. I'm not one to jump off head first in something like a lot of people, which is sort of a hang-up for me, and I'm getting over it. But got down to Houston for the training. Rick did some excellent training, and I was able to learn a lot, and I'm getting my eyes open and getting ready to jump in with both feet.
Oh, that's great, Billy. And as I've always told you and everybody else on the line, I've got two phones. If the phone's not ringing, I'm not doing my job. We just absolutely want Billy, you be successful, and Robert and Nanette that was there, and all of our teams. You know, this is something that's handed down by the gift of our Lord. I mean, this is not something that can be taken lightly. It's a responsibility. Each one of us has got the ability to change lives. And I want to encourage everybody to go to one of the newest members, saranstacy.org. Go to his website. He's the first agent in Affinity 24 who signed up his own 501c3. And I encourage you to go to his website and where the Spirit leads, you know, make a small donation, make a big donation. And then also I'd like for you to go to thehugsfoundation.org, thehugsfoundation.org. That's Pastor Ken Small's foundation, and it's going to touch your heart what he and his group are doing. And you know what, guys, this is the tip of the iceberg, absolutely the tip of the iceberg. AJ Krause has got four or five already in Mobile, and we're working on a great number of them here in Florida. This is going to be amazing, folks. That's all I can say. Just keep doing what you're doing. Don't forget that there's several angles to our business. Core Donate is a strong one. The credit card processing is strong. The prospecting to build your teams, don't forget that. I always tell people we need five to get to diamond, so go ahead and prospect your five now and help them to get five. Because, you know, in the short run, we just got this huge, huge picture to paint. But you need painters to help you make those strokes. So, Bill, I'm going to turn it back over to you. Thank you, Robert. Thank you, Billy, for all you guys do.
Hey, Gary, I appreciate, again, the job you guys are doing. And I know you guys have really been pushing Core Donate. We've got a lot of traction there, so. Kudos again to what you guys put together in Texas, and I want to give a shout out to all the team. Next I want to go ahead and see if Mr. Giamalva is ready. I know we've got some more folks in the queue, so you guys hang in there with us. But Mr. Giamalva has been out working very, very diligently. He's putting together a roadshow. Got a lot of things that we're going to be bringing out to you guys over the next couple of 2 or 3 months as we lead into our big event in June. So, hey, Jeff, are you available? Okay, he's still on his way into the office. I'm going to go ahead and bring in Miss Rhonda Prince real quick. Rhonda was part of what took place in Texas. So good morning, Rhonda.
Good morning.
All the pictures that you guys posted looked like you had a great turnout.
We really had a great, great time. I want to, you know, first express my appreciation, wow, for the guys who traveled out to Texas to work with us. Rick and Gary and Eric and Steve and Rob and even Bobby came from Austin, and really, really appreciate all of those guys for coming out with us. The energy and the excitement was so, so awesome and so good. And then we had Larry and Kirk and Mike and his team who are here local in this area. And, man, they really were very instrumental on this, helping to put this event together this past weekend. So want to, again, express my appreciation to them and the work that they put in, and all of us are working together to bring more events here, so it's just going to be so, so awesome. The information and the training that we received from Rick is just, you know, hands down the best. I mean, if there are pieces missing and little things that you don't quite know or can't quite put together, to attend one of these trainings will put all of the pieces together for you. So I would encourage anyone, if there's a training going on anywhere in an area close by you or that you could manage to get to, I think that that would make a big, big difference on your actions, how you feel about it, how you put this thing together, because a lot of us, including myself, have never worked with merchant services. And I tell you, after Saturday, I thought I was partially a little expert on this, the way Rick trained us so awesomely and showed us so many different things. And so Eric and I appreciate Eric stayed here in Texas with me. And Eric and I hit the ground running Sunday, Monday, and I tell you, I thought he was going to miss the flight Tuesday because we started out with an early morning Tuesday meeting, and I thought he was going to miss that flight, but he made it, so I'm glad that he did. But we ran hard all day, every day. I mean, we talked with Chief Finance Officer, and he is actually the Chief Finance Officer for multiple mega churches here in Houston, so That was a good thing. I actually went to meet with him on one congregation that has about 30,000 members and learned while I was there that he actually is the chief finance officer for several of the mega churches here. So that was very good, and he feels very good about it. I mean, he's like pretty much a no-brainer and doesn't even have to get approval from, you know, the other board members and everything. The other board members come to him for the approval for things related to the finances of these congregations and stuff. So we look to see some good things coming from that. And we met with a superintendent over a charter school, and she, too, was very excited about. Met with a guy who they own a magazine that they've owned for 15 years, well-known in our city for connecting and putting together, networking the small businesses here in our city. And so we met with him, and he just automatically just eyes lit up and was like, wow, we know the guy who owns all of the Coney Islands in Houston, and, you know, I know the lady who owns this and that have multiple chains of businesses here in our city. So, I mean, we just really had a really great time, and I think, what was that? Look, I'm getting confused with the date. Monday, we went over to the Toyota Center, which is the home for the Rockets, and we met with the guy who was over the corporate accounts over there. And it was so funny because when we walked in, he said, I cannot believe it's 4 o'clock on Monday, and I've agreed to a meeting, but only because Ms. Prince called me. So that was a really, really good meeting, and I tell you, he, too, was very impressed and very much interested in definitely tweaked his attention on this. And actually, I think he's really looking at this as an opportunity for himself. And because he has worked with the corporate accounts with the Rockets, he has a lot of very good personal relationships with people here in our city just because he does the corporate accounts of things. So things are really, really moving. Again, I really appreciate all of the time from the team. And even the team here, Carla is just a fireball and just on fire and running hard every day and so excited and bringing people to the trainings and meetings and things like that. So I think that this was the kickoff for something that you will see be really, really big and explode really, really fast in our city. And I think that this weekend is what helped contribute to making all of the difference for getting this thing kicked off. I mean, pretty much we were at the start line, and now the gun has been shot, and so everybody has taken off and just running. So, I just want to express my appreciation. I'm really excited about this. We already have other meetings scheduled. And so to anyone out there, if you want to come down to Texas, we welcome you here. And I'm kind of glad that Steve and Eric and those guys are going back because I've gained 5 pounds. I wouldn't be eating all this good stuff if they weren't here. But, okay, I'll take my 5 and just look, work it out before they get back. But thank you, guys, and we really appreciate everything.
Well, Rhonda, thank you. We appreciate your leadership and what you guys are doing there in Houston, and look forward to supporting you and the team. So, you know, just stay out there active. You'll work that 5 pounds off pretty quick. Let's take it real quick to Mr. Rick Lindsay, the star of the hour. I know Rick's been working very hard. He's all over the country and putting together these training materials with Mr. Mike Medina. Hey, good morning, Rick. Got you live on Blog Talk.
Hey, good morning, Bill. How are you this morning?
I'm great.
Hey,
how
great.
Are you doing this morning?
Good. It was great to hear from everybody this morning. So I just want to, you know, put out that we're proud of everybody out there. I mean, you know, people and everybody in Houston. One of the biggest things that we talked about there was, you can sit in the classroom, one hour in the field's worth 100 in the classroom. So we needed to get out in the field to take massive action, and that's what everybody did. So that's where you start seeing the results. And if you stay focused, you know, this is about, you can, the products are great and what we're doing is great, but if you want to affect the most amount of people, if you're, you know, using Core Donate and credit card processing, but to really get the most accounts, you need the biggest teams. And so that's the thing is, we go build your teams, get to the meetings, get to the trainings, go back out in the field with them like Gary's doing, you know. We put Gary and I sat down and we talked about, he's one of the few people in the country that got to actually be in the locker room for 4 years with Coach Bear. And we need a Coach Bear out in the team. He needs to be the Coach Bear of his team, and he's doing that. Everywhere you go, you see Gary. Gary's out there working hard, making it happen, you know, growing the team, focus on recruiting and getting stuff done. So we've got a lot of great stuff happening in Houston. Dallas, we're going to roll that out. I'm going to let Jeff go through the schedule. But we've put together a schedule. We're coming back through Texas, Florida, Arizona. So Jeff's going to put that out right now. I just wanted to jump on and say that we're proud of everybody. We got a lot of great stuff happening. You're going to see even more changes going on. Mr. Diamond is in the house today. He's going to be doing a training from noon to 2 on Core Donate. So if you're in California, get over here, take a lunch break, get sick about lunchtime, and get over here. You know, you got a little cold, you need to head out and go get a little Core Donate training from Mr. Diamond. And then on Thursday afternoon, if you're around, if you're within a plane flight, get out here. Mike Medina and myself, we're going to be doing statements at the home office. We're going to record this stuff and get it out to everybody. So it's looking good. And I just wanted to turn this over. I just wanted to say that Mr. Giamava is one of the hardest working guys. We opened up the opportunity meeting last night in Tustin here. So we had our first ever opportunity meeting on a Tuesday night. And right next door, we have Opportunity Wars going on. There's another company next door has their Tuesday night opportunity. So we're going to start filling the parking lot up before they get here. So they're just going to have to go somewhere else. But I want to turn this over to back to you, Bill, so you can get Mr. Giamava on the phone. And he's got a lot of stuff to talk about.
Hey, Rick, thank you again. I really appreciate everything you guys are doing. All right, guys. Again, let's bring on our global master distributor, Mr. Giamava, and he is one of the hardest working guys we've got. Their first thing, working late, doing opportunity meeting after opportunity meeting, doing these webinars. So, Jeff, we really appreciate everything that you've done and that you brought to the company.
Thank you, Bill, and thanks everybody. But you know, as I always do, first and foremost, you know, we wouldn't have an opportunity without, you know, mentioning our founders, Mr. Garrett and Mr. Nick Logan. You know, I want to make sure I show appreciation, as we all should, before we start our testimonials. And obviously the system that is evolving, and I really want to stress that word, evolving on a daily basis, is something that anybody could leave an opportunity meeting and say, I can do it. And that really is the key to any type of growth in this industry. You know, when we're doing our ad meetings out there, you know, our affinity business briefings, you know, and we start to see the calendars that are coming in and people who are actually going out there, you want to make sure you're sending a message when people leave there is, I can do this. You never want people leaving there thinking, I have to be trained to do this, because that leaves people thinking they have to know more than we're telling them, which promotes what? It promotes no action. Okay. One question I always ask people when they leave an opportunity meeting is this: do you want to build your business slow or fast? See, everything I'm doing I'm seeing what I have very quickly. If someone says fast, okay, then I know without a doubt I could get this person moving quickly. If anybody leaves a meeting thinking they have to continue to learn something, I'm telling you, we're dead in the water. Okay, now this is an Earn As You Learn program. Now, I've been doing networking for 21 years, and I don't care if the product is supplements, if it's coffee, if it's skincare, if it's financial services. If you look at what every company out there who's successful has in common, people leave there thinking, I can do it. It's not I'm leaving here thinking I have to attend 12 other trainings before I can go out there and become productive. And Mr. Lindsay said it the best. This is something that you take in and you put into action and you continue to evolve and become whatever expert you want to become. And I always tell you, you guys know my mantra, okay, I want people to become a person who's an expert in people, not in the expert of statement reading. Statement reading is something you're going to have to know eventually. But you, I'm telling you, it's been proven time and time again now that we have about 90 days under our belt that people with no knowledge, zero, absolutely zilch when it comes to this industry becoming a consultant. So what does that tell you? It tells you our program works. Okay, you have Mr. Chris Chalmers, who's going to be pushing Sapphire this month, got to consultant, right, in his first 10 days. Why? Because I asked him a question. I said, Mr. Chalmers, you want to build your business slow or fast? He said, fast. I said, okay, go out there to your warm market and get statements. You know what he said? I can do that. I didn't say, Mr. Chalmers, okay, learn how to read a statement. I didn't say, Mr. Chalmers, go to this website and this website and that website and this website and the back office and learn and learn and learn before you go do. I said, go get two statements from your warm market. Within a week, he had his first three merchants. And then I said, Mr. Chalmers, write down everybody you know on a first-name basis that's looking for a way to make more money. He said, okay, and we got his first two agents. And we did the exact same thing with Rick and Simone, who now have over 39 people on their team. Okay, but if you sat down with them and said, show me how to read a statement, you know what they're going to say? I don't know the first thing about reading a statement. I'm getting better at it. Why? Because they're out there doing. That's why. Okay, it's going out there and submerging yourself, and then here comes Earn As You Learn. So I want to make sure everybody understands this. I had a situation yesterday where I was on Facebook, and one of my friends I used to play basketball with when I was 12 years old popped on Facebook. I said, Tom, give me a call. He called me. We caught up for a few moments. He goes, man, what is this Affinity 24 thing I'm seeing all over your website? I talked to him for about 15 minutes. I sent him the link. He called back, and he chose Package C to get started. Okay, you all know we have two new packages. We all now know that we have a package where we could add the reader and earn some immediate income. And we have package C, which we could add the reader and the tablet and put $150 in our pocket. I said, Tom, which one do you want to start with? He goes, C. I want to be prepared. I said, okay, Tom, that part was easy. Now I said, Tom, do you want to build your business slow or fast? He said, fast. I said, okay, I want you to make a list. This is how I do it. I said, within 30 minutes, I want you to call me back, and I want to know everybody you know that owns a business and everybody you know who's looking for a way to make more money. He said, what do you want me to concentrate on? I said, right now, I want to know everybody you know who's looking for ways to make more money. We want to build your team. He called me back 30 minutes later. He has five people. Four of the five, this happened yesterday, are on the webinar today at 6 o'clock. You all know there's a webinar, an ag webinar, Affinity Business Briefing, tonight at 6 o'clock. He has four of his people on there. What I'm going to do is I'm going to show Tom how to make $1,000 tonight. Tonight. Not waiting. I want to show him how to start making money. And so that's now I'm figuring out very quickly that guess what? Tom did what I said to do. So he's someone I'm going to work with. And then we're going to show that success story. Listen, it's great to hear everybody out there working. It's great to hear everybody knocking on doors. It's great to hear all the people out there, okay, that are planting seeds. But there's nothing more powerful than when someone comes up and tells you how much money he made and what he did to make the money. Okay, and that's what a testimonial is all about, guys. Okay, and I say it again. When we get on these calls, you have to understand we have to start being good communicators because I'm starting to promote these types of calls to prospects. And a prospect, when you just start talking, when you do blog talk, no one knows who you are. So if I have a prospect and they were listening to this call, no one knows anybody of who was on this phone. Hi, my name is Jeff Giamala. Thank you for inviting me to Blog Talk. I want to first thank our tremendous leadership that's involved in putting this pre-launch company into motion, our founders, Mr. Garrett and Nick Logan, and I want to thank them, okay, for this unbelievable system. My background is, very simply, and let me share with you why I'm so excited and the results I'm getting. Now, you guys, you got to understand, you have to listen. Okay, now if I have a guest on there, what is this guest thinking? Because I'm promoting Blog Talk to guests. I'm going to say, listen, you want to hear the people involved? We got to use every venue we can to help us grow our business. So now, if I have a guest on this call, what are they hearing? Wow, they must have great leadership. Why? Because this guy edified the leadership. Oh, my God, they must have a system. Why? Because this guy edified the system. And then now you're relating to that person by telling people where you're from. Hi, my name's Jeff Giamalba. I live in Southern California. I've been involved with the 3024 for 60 days. My background is corporate America. I've been involved in networking for 21 years. I'm married. I have two beautiful daughters. That person, within 10 seconds, knows a little bit about me. But let me tell you why I'm excited and what is going on with my Affinity 24 business in the last 3 weeks. Now you go into it. So now the audience says, wow, I can relate to that person. Now here comes another person. Same thing, edification, system, a little bit about who you are, and then your quick testimonial. Okay, so that is what is going to draw people when we go out there, right, and promote these types of events. It's the testimonial, guys. Okay, and that's what you have to know. You have to know your audience. And what we're going to teach is how to communicate the right message to the people that are listening to you. What are people drawn to? Okay, people are drawn to what? Transparency, honesty, right? And you want to get people warmed up. You can do that by doing that simple formula. Okay, and I was listening today, and yes, lots of great activity, but I will share with you. Okay, we got to tighten these testimonials up. Okay, it's you have to know there might be a guest listening. And if a guest is listening, what are they listening for? What, they wouldn't know anybody, their backgrounds, or where they're from listening to these testimonials. So I just want to make sure we're always getting better. That's what a pre-launch is. A pre-launch is like pre-season. It's like, you know, what's going to happen here in the next 3 weeks? Spring training. What's spring training? Okay, to get all the kinks before the season starts. Then we have what? Then you have the Columbine for the NFL. What? To see the new prospects coming up for the draft. And then you got the draft. Then you got what? Summer camp. Then you got preseason football, and then you got the real season. Well, we're in preseason right now, and we got to get better every day, every day, every day. And sometimes I think, okay, that we're not getting better on certain aspects of our business. So having said that, okay, I just want to make sure, and I go back to what Ms. Rhonda Prince talked about, okay, networking. Okay, and this kind of just brought something to my head. This is network marketing. Net, okay, casting a net, work. Say that again. Work, say it again. Work, say it one more time. Work, network marketing. Okay, we're in pre-launch. We need to have a team of people out there working. What's working mean? Casting the net. How do you cast the net? By doing your ad meetings. Okay, there's still areas, people on this phone call, there's still areas in around that aren't doing consistent ad meetings. I've never seen in my life a network marketing company ever grow unless their people were out there showing the plan. Okay, and showing the plan is keeping this thing balanced. So you're casting a net through your merchants. And you're casting a net through what? Through all the potential agents. And when you look at the type of net that we are casting, nobody can compete with us. Nobody. Because listen, if I have a merchant, you know how many merchants now we have gotten in because of the sale that they could earn off their own swipes and refer other people that they know without a doubt are business owners? And based on their testimonial that they switch, they're going to switch. Guys, there's a lot of competition coming at us. Costco now is offering merchant services. First Data, there's a lot of people. We're not the only game in town. So when we talk about there's urgency, we all got to get out there and cast this net. But remember, your net is twofold. It's not just core donate. And it's not just merchant services. It's offering people an opportunity to change their life. What do you want to hear about? How I can save you half of 1%? Or do you want to learn how to become financially independent? Which one do you think is more important? Let me show you how to save 0.1% and save you $60 a month. Or let me show you how to make $600,000 a month. Which one do you want to hear about? See, it's understanding who your audience is. So I'm looking for what? One motivated person, one motivated agent could build you a dynasty. One. And the same thing with one good merchant can lead you to 10 more. So when we talk about network marketing, guys, it's networking through people. That's all I do. If I get a no, worst case scenario is I get a referral. And my job is to let everybody know what I'm doing. That's my message. Anybody you come in contact with, please tell them what you're doing. Guys, you've heard me train on this. When someone says what's new, please tell them. Okay? But if you see the average person going out there and someone says what's new, you know what they say? Oh, not much. Oh, same old, same old. Ah, different day. I don't know. Oh, it's hot outside. But see, we have to get good at tailoring our conversation to the person we're talking to. This is what we're talking about. Okay? And this is really the most important part of this business. It's identifying who you have in your group, first of all. Okay? And if you're taking the journey and doing the right things, chances are you'll duplicate that. It's amazing how you could look at certain lines in the corp in Affinity 24, as young as we are, and you can see what's being duplicated. You'll see some lines that simply go out there and talk about core donate. Why? Because the leader's just talking about core donate. Then you got some lines that are just going out there and talking processing. Right? Then you got some lines that are just going out there and recruiting. And then you have some lines that are balanced. Okay, well, why? Well, because the leader's balanced. You will duplicate what you do. And if you're not doing ad meetings, guess what? You'll have a group of people not doing ad meetings. I promise you. If you are just going out there and talking to people about Core Donate, that's what you'll duplicate. So it's just a matter of understanding what we really have. Okay? And whatever it is, make sure when you bring somebody in, they know all aspects of this business. All aspects of the business. And I'm telling you right now, there's more people out there today that are looking for ways to change their financial situation than to save 0.1%. Now, don't get my message wrong. The door opener is what? The urgency because of EMV. That's a door opener. When I'm talking to a merchant, it's a great conversation starter. But I'm also, it's a great conversation starter when I'm talking to a potential agent. Why? Because people want to know they're involved in something that's about to take off. No one wants to get involved with something that's not exciting. They want to know that if they do get involved, they can do it first and foremost, and there's a need for what we have. So that EMV thing, you guys got to be swinging and waving that flag. Any person I personally brought into this business as an agent, it's because they see the urgency and the possibilities of building this business. Well, how did they see that? I shared it with them. Right? I shared it with them. I talked about the mandate. I talked about, and this is what they're buying into. So it's getting really good at communicating what we have to people. And now we got to get this word out. We need people, guys. I'm going to keep saying it, and I'm going to keep saying it. We need people to have consistent ad meetings. Okay? And so what we're going to do, we're going to take on the responsibility to get into different cities. And these dates will all be announced, hopefully by the end of this week. But we're going into Dallas. We're coming back into Houston. Okay? We're going into Alabama. We're going back into Florida. We're going to Denver. We're going to Phoenix. These are areas that we have identified, okay, that we need to get into to start the momentum to build towards our June launch. Okay, it all starts, you guys, we need the momentum. So when I go into a market, you can rest assured that I'm going to identify some leadership and a calendar will be established when I go into that market. So that means when I leave that market, I know without a doubt they're going to continue the process. There's no need of going into a market and when you leave, nothing is left. Because look it, let's say I went into a market as an example. Let's say I go into Phoenix and I identify some people and we sign up 10. Okay, but then we leave, and those 10 people do nothing. What was the purpose of that trip? Nothing. Do you know there's areas that we've gone into, and you've identified a large group of people, but then we would leave, and there's still no ad meetings going on? Well, see, then that was a wasted trip. That's what we have to do. So we want to make sure now when we go into a market, you look for the leader, and then when you leave, if they continue the process, then that's an area that we know we have leadership in. This is going to be the purpose of our roadshow, because I'm telling you, one market, okay, can create 100 to 120 to 150 new agents very, very quickly within a 30-day period. Now, tell me then, the next month, how many new merchants we're going to have. See, it's all about going out there and identifying people that want to work the business fast. So, you know, having said everything we've said today, guys, okay, we've never been more excited, and I'm getting emails. Okay, I'm getting emails. Okay, is Core Donate going to be recorded? Okay, we are going to work and do whatever we have to do. If we have to just record Mr. Greg Diamond's voice right now and get it on the back office as a webinar, we'll do it. Okay, if we just have to, whatever we have to do, we want to get you this information. Okay, but I want to share with you, and I want to make sure you guys hear me, and you guys could argue with me all day long. All the information you need, okay, because obviously there's people out there getting nonprofits. There's people out there that don't know how to read a statement but are getting merchants. The action will replace all the knowledge you could possibly have. Let me prove it to you. If I know everything, okay, if I know everything about merchant services, I know how to read statements, right? I'm an expert. And then I'm also an expert in Core Donate. Expert, but I do nothing. And then you have somebody who knows nothing about merchant services, nothing about Core Donate, but they knock on a lot of doors. Who does more business? The expert who knows nothing, or the person out there going out there and just talking to everybody? I'm sending a message because, once again, I don't want people to think on this call that there's a lot to learn. There really isn't. It's just a matter of learning what we have to offer. And I can help you I can help you become compliant. And if there's a question you can't answer, you know what? I'll get back to you. But you can't replace knocking on that door. The hardest thing that people have is to go out there and start a conversation. And here's the number one thing I've heard for 21 years. I have to know everything before I start a conversation. Good luck with that. Good luck with that. You'll never be ready. I never knew anything about a nutritional supplement. Had no idea how it works, okay? And we did more business than anybody in that company. Not know. All I knew was I took it. That's all I knew, okay? And I knew the results I was getting. Well, I know the results I'm going to get here, and that's what I talk to people about. So with that, Bill, what time is it here? It's 8:53. Do we have anybody on the call from 949s or 714s or anybody in the queue?
Several people with the area code. Nobody's pressed one for the queue. So if we've got anybody out there on the West Coast who wants to chime in, just press one, and that'll bring you up into the queue.
Is there anybody else out there that wants to get on the last 7 minutes?
Yep, there's a – hold on 1 second. Area code 760 ending in 9484. Got you live on the
phone. Let's see if we get a good testimonial.
Good morning, everybody. This is Simone Cavalhain. Thank you very much for opening up the line for me to come on the call. Mr. Jim Alba, thank you very much. I'd like to take this opportunity to thank Mr. Logan and Mr. Logan, Garrett, and Nick for the great opportunity that they've provided by having a very sound company, that of Cornerstone. I'd like to also thank Mr. Rick Lindsay and Mr. Mike Medina for putting together and creating the back office and all the products for us that we're able to offer through Affinity 24. And I'm also very, very grateful for the opportunity that you, Mr. Jim Alva, as Global Mass Distributor, has put together for my husband, Rick, and myself. I'd also like to shout out to my team to let them know that I'm very grateful for all the hard work that they're putting together and creating momentum for us as we go forward. And my thing for today is really to express untold gratitude for the great seminar event location that we have, because we will now be doing trainings and seminars there to encourage people to join our business, to show merchants the amazing facility that we have, that we are a real bricks and mortar company and have a very unique platform by which we market our services. Thank you very much for having me on the call. As you know, I'm an international entrepreneur. I've been looking for residual income for many years. My husband and I were in real estate and decided that we didn't want our retirement to be linked to toilets and tenants. So we were looking for something different. And when we had the bounty of meeting Mr. Jeff Giammalva at a Napoleon Hill Summit 2 years ago, our life has changed and has now changed again. And we're most grateful. And thank you very much for having me on the call.
Hey, thanks, Simone. We've got Erica 714 ending in 1258. I think that's maybe Mr. Garrett. Got you live on Blog Talk.
Good morning. Can you hear me okay? I'm actually driving, so I'm catching the end of the call.
Yeah, loud and clear. You know, we've got about 4 minutes.
Yeah, no problem. Just wanted to chime in real quick. You know, I was at the meeting last night with Jeff and the group, and, you know, looking at the first inaugural kickoff event at the office on a Tuesday night, and just was just real great thing that we've accomplished so far. But it really just kind of struck me as, well, Jeff drew an analogy of, you know, the power of networking and multi level and getting people and people getting people. You know, I was looking at it and saying, building cutting edge bank card service in the past 23 years and what I've done and I've walked away to do this deal. You know, we did that with, over that time, I was trying to calculate how many reps it took to get to 30,000 merchants. And again, it was 23 years, but, you know, I was trying to see how many we did per year and calculate that. But, you know, looking at it, we did that with less, on a consistent basis, we had anywhere between 15 and 20 active and inactive representatives. Some would bring in one deal, some would bring in 20 deals. But it was the tenaciousness that, it still was the replication of going out and continually finding people that want to get to their warm market, that wanted to see the vision, and just not stopping. The second you're taking your eye off the ball, you know, is the second that your business, you know, starts going south. So everything that's said is beginning to start to you know, grow here in Southern California and across the United States. You know, I just see it. Just, you know, keep plugging along. It's amazing to see how far, you know, the word that I got in the business that I've grown over those years, and looking at this and knowing that we have 300 in the system right now, give or take, you know, 10, 20, whatever the number is, but, you know, that alone is more than I ever had in the 23 years or 24 years, whatever it's been with Cutting Edge Bank Card Service. So, you know, just if everybody would just do one, you know, we have 300 contracts a month. That's huge. So, you know, just continue to do the replication, continue to work hard. Everybody that we see that is involved in corporately are going way past the call of duty to make this happen. Just to give you guys a little relief, we are currently interviewing and beefing up the staff. Things are happening. My brother will be back in town next week, so we can get him back on planet Earth over here. And I know he's been working hard in relationships and building. So just, you know, hats off to everybody and their diligent work, and just hope that continue out the week, and back to you, Dave.
Hey, Garrett, thanks again. Guys, that concludes. We're less than a minute before the call ends, but, you know, I want to again thank Mr. Logan, Mr. Giammalva, and again all the folks that have chimed in today and what you're doing out there in the field. Guys, look in your back office. Pay attention to what's going on with the webinars, the calls. And like Mr. Giammalva said, you know, let's get these ab meetings going in your marketplace. We're looking for the leadership, and we're going to put you on the roadshow. So, guys, same time, same place on Friday.